माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारे यमुना तीर प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभुजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर से दिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitamena Bhutalaya स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सुदीरं सद्वैतं सवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखार्थं स्याम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनाबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरिं वंशकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चता देशतारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today, of course, the disappearance day of Vrindavan Thakur, and I think what I was going to tell, everything is already said, so I'm just going to do the sloka today. Today is also the disappearance of Vrindavan Thakur, but I think everything is already said, so I don't need to repeat the same thing. So I'm just going to go to the sloka, today's sloka. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Further Inquiries by Vidura, Text Number 20. Durapa hi alpatapasaha seva Vaikuntha Vartamasu Yatropa Giyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardhanaha Durapa Hyalpa Tapasaha Seva Vaikuntha Vartamasu Yatropagiyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardhanaha Durapa Hyalpa Tapasaha Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu Yatropagiyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardhanaha Durapayalpa tapasaha Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu Yatropagiyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardhanaha Vaishnavis. Durapa, rarely obtainable. He certainly. Alpatapasaha, one whose austerity is meager. Seva, service. Vaikuntha, the transcendental kingdom of God. Vartmasu, on the path of. Yatra, wherein. Upagiyate, is glorified. Nityam, always. Deva, of the demigods. Devaha, the Lord. Janardhanaha, the controller of the living entities. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. Purport. The path of liberation is recommended by all authorities is to serve the Mahatma transcendentalist. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Mahatmas are the pure devotees who are in the path of Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God, and who always chant and hear the glories of the Lord rather than talk of dry, profitless philosophy. This system of association has been recommended since time immemorial. But in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, it is especially recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if one has no assets of favorable austerity, if he nevertheless takes shelter of the Mahatmas, who are engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, he is sure to make progress on the path back home back to God. So here Vidura is continuing to his spiritual master Maitreya. He is saying, Durapahi alpa tapasa, alpa tapasa, austerity, means the austerity which is alpa, which is not, there is no asset. When we talk about the tapasa, tapasa means the voluntarily accepting the difficulties to progress in the spiritual life. That is tapasa. So here, alpa tapasa, the persons who has not, there is no asset. Austerity is performed. Austerity is everybody is performing material world. This human life is meant for performing austerities. Right? So persons are performing austerities many different ways. Karmis are performing austerities to end up working so hard day and night. This is economy right now where everybody knows people are struggling just to have a bread and butter on their table. Difficult time. Whole world is facing. So people are performing austerities. It is there. But the jnanis are also performing austerities. Yogis are also performing austerities. Impersonalists also perform austerities to gain the yogis perform austerities, controlling senses, controlling mind, controlling so much austerities. But here we are talking of the austerities means tapasa means the performing voluntary accepting the difficulties to progress in the spiritual life. And that's what we all are doing. So here says Durapa, rarely often, but the persons who have no assets offering, but persons who have no assets, what they happen, they cannot, Seva Vaikuntha Vartamasu, the persons who are constantly engaged in the service of, to them it's difficult to get the service even of those who are engaged in devotional service 24. Now, here Nityama, Yatropagiyate means the persons who are nityam, always. The persons who are always they are always glorifying the Lord. Who is that Lord? Deva Deva Jagatpate. Deva Deva means here the Janardhan Krishna. Krishna is the Deva Deva. The persons who are glorifying all the time, nityam, all the time, to glorify the Lord. They are on the path of the Vaikuntha, they are on the path going home, back to Godhead. And the persons who has not performed these austerities, persons who have that asset, they don't have the asset, so they cannot get the, it is difficult, rare. It is rare, it cannot happen. Because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing that he is mentioning in his commentary that the service to the great devotee is very rare. Though this verse says that those with little austerity rarely attend devotees, this is only a conventional expression. Conventional expression means that it is kind of commonly used phrase. But that's not the fact. Because by the mercy of that pure devotee of the Lord, we can go back to God. And that's what we all are. How much asset did I have performing austerity? We are so fortunate that we are directly serving the Lord here. What is the asset we had? Did we have any asset before we came in touch with Srila Prabhupada? I don't think so. Not to me, not in my life. And that's why Srila Vishwanatha, Srila Vrindavan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, he will put on the board here. Guru Deva Kripa Bindu Diya Koroe Dasa Trinape Kyatihina. But I'm going to read the last two stanzas. He said, Kabe Heno Kripa Labhiya Ejana Krithartha Hoybe Natha Shakti Buddhihina Ami Ati Dina Koromora Atma Satha. Kabe Heno Kripa, O my Lord, O Master, when will the devotee be blessed by obtaining your mercy? Kabe Heno Kripa, Labhiya De Jana, when? Kritartha Hoybe Natha, I am Sakti Buddhi, Kritartha Hoybe Natha, Sakti Buddhi Hina, I am low, fallen, devoid of all strength, Sakti. Ami Ati Dina, I am most fallen, strength. I have no intelligence. I am low, fallen, and devoid of all strength and intelligence. Karomura Atmasat. Please make me your beloved servant. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he says, Jogyate Bichare, Jogyate. I'm not yogi, I'm not qualified. I find nothing in value. Trichare, kichu nahi apai. When I explain myself, I find nothing of value. But, tomare karuna sara, your mercy is therefore essential to me. And, karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya. If you are not merciful, I will constantly weep and no longer maintain pranana. Rakhibo ara, weep and no longer maintain my body. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is saying that the mercy. So he is saying that that is the conventional, but service to devotees only obtained by mercy of devotees. We can perform so much austerities. We can, but if the mercy, ultimately mercy of the devotees, mercy of the Lord, is what we are begging for, and that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging in this song. And that's why we are in Guru Puja, we also chant every day morning in the Guru Puja. Now, here it says, Yatropagayate Nityam, always. Always means always thinking of the Lord. 24 hours, no politics. It says here Nityam all the time, means the Nityam is not just physically. Physically is there, but also mentally. Because every action we perform, either mentally or physically, we're going to reach some destination. Is that right? Any action we perform, we're going to reach some destination. So now when we are performing this action, or either physically or mentally, when we are either we are alone or whether we are with devotees, wherever, are we really thinking, am I really thinking all the time of the Supreme Lord? That's individual has to decide. Am I? Because sometimes devotees have three lives. Lives in the front of the devotees, some other life with other devotees, life in the public, life in some other, and some life in the private life different, then the devotee's life different, and outside material, outside in the front is different lives. So point is that if I am not thinking of the Lord, whether I am alone or whether I am with devotees or I am public, if I am not thinking of the Lord, then what is going to happen? What will be our destination? That means I am, and glorification here, another thing is nityam, glorifying all the time means, busy glorifying the Lord is all the time, that means, yeah, there is a glorification, that means we have that strength to glorify. Here says nityam, glorifying the Lord, that means we have strength to glorify, but are we glorifying who? Is my mind is glorifying who all the time when I'm alone? That is the barometer we have to measure ourselves. With that barometer we have to measure ourselves. When I'm alone, whom I am glorifying? Usually mind is glorifying. My mind is always glorifying me. All the time. So that's what here it says, nityam, all the time. So am I glorified? And we know that when I'm glorifying myself, when I'm alone with my mind, what's going to happen? I will attach to this material world. And glorification is there because that gives the attention. See? And Maya is so strong. Maya has a two function. Maya brings all the ingredients. Another function is Maya that all the ingredients put together and gives into form the beautiful form, beautiful building, beautiful whatever, beautiful in the material world. That's Maya's business. Two functions. So this is important. This what is here, Vidura is saying. We have the, so by the mercy of the devotees, we can, even though we don't have the asset of this austerity, we don't. We all are the example. I'm the example of that. No asset. But by the mercy of the Lord, mercy of the pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, we are able to directly serve the Supreme Lord here. And Lord is pleased, and that's why Srila Prabhupada is making a purport here. This system of association has been recommended since time immemorial. But in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, it is absolutely recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself set an example. How? Look at the example of Prataparudra, King Prataparudra. King Prataparudra was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. He wanted to have the darshan of the Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya would always say, no, I'm a sannyasi and I can't deal with the persons who are dealing with the pence and pounds. I cannot deal with it, right? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a few times he approached Lord Chaitanya, please allow me to have a darshan, King Prataparudra, the king. Lord Chaitanya said no. Right? But when, after the Lord went to South India and had a meeting with Ramananda Roy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said to Ramananda Roy that you come back now, really, because Ramananda Roy was serving under the direction of King Prataparudra as a governor. So he had to take the permission. So he approached the King Prataparudra and said, I'm going to give up my job. I'm going to serve Lord Chaitanya. King Prataparudra said, okay, please go. Not just you go, but I will give you full pension for a whole your life. Rest of your life, I'll give this. And then the Ramana Roy came to Lord Chaitanya, and at that time Lord Chaitanya is saying, that Ramana Roy said that I am the Lord, that the King Pratapada has given him permission to serve and to be with you and associate and serve you. Not just that, but he has given him pension also. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. And Lord Chaitanya said, here it says. When this proposal was submitted to the King Pratapada, he immediately accepted and encouraged Ramanand Roy by allowing him full pension. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirmed the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servants of the Lord. In ordinary prayers, it is said, you love my dog. Right? If you love me, love my dog. If someone is going with the dog here, and if you glorify his dog, the person will be very happy. You don't glorify the owner of the dog, but if you glorify his dog, person will be very happy, isn't it? And same thing is Krishna said, that those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servant are actually my devotees. So many purports. Yeah. Also the Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said to Parvati, my dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. So what are the three things Lord Chaitanya has told to Grihasthas? I mean everybody. Name Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jivere Daya. This is what Srila Prabhupada did. So, we have to measure ourselves. Where do I stand? When I'm really glorifying myself, or with my mind, I'm trying to glorify. And we have to divert. If that's where we am, if I'm glorifying myself with my mind, so I have to divert that towards glorification to Krishna and his devotees, pure devotees. Because pure devotees are on the path, 24 hours engaged. And Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is making the point also here that he says that those on the path of Vaikuntha means those who are constantly engaged in sadhana bhakti or sadhya prema bhakti. So that means we have hope. We are sadhak, we are performing sadhana bhakti. So if we continue that sadhana bhakti in 10, 24 hours, glorify the Lord, either mentally or physically, engaged in the service, then we are on the path. Okay, any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
In the early days, like Brahmananda, Rupa Nuga, Satsarup, they wanted to quit their jobs so they could be with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, no, you continue doing your work. And also George Harrison at one point thought, maybe I should just shave up and join a temple. And Prabhupada said, no, you're very influential. You can actually help spread. So you would think that also being a governor and very influential, maybe. When do we know when we're actually supposed to pull out from our so-called karmic activities, which were given to Krishna, and fully surrender? Or is there a point that we can actually, I guess we need guidance from the guru, but just your views on that.
Krishna will make an arrangement, believe me. Krishna will make an arrangement. If you have a desire, Krishna will make an arrangement. He will do it.
One more quick one. You can't do devotional service unless you've done it in the past. So when does it begin, actually? How do you do that?
Mercy. How did all these Brahmanand and all the senior, some of you senior sitting, the Maharaj is sitting, how did he come? Just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the Srila Prabhupada is the one who performed so much austerity to come here. Right?
A mercy of the Madhyam Adhikar.
One minute, Maharaj. Point is that Srila Prabhupada came here, he took all the difficulties, right, to come at the age of 70 coming in the cargo ship for 1 month sitting in there. Two heart attack. I mean, who would do that in this age? So he was on the path. He was 24 hours. What was he doing? Srila Prabhupada was doing. What was it? What was his life? 24 hours. Whether he was alone or he was with others. Right? So he was on the path of, he was in spiritual land anyhow, while even he was here. So, but the point is, that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, that I have no qualification, I have no intelligence, I'm fallen. But by your mercy, I'm begging for your mercy. So, Srila Prabhupada, according to time, place, circumstance, he had, yeah, in the beginning days, he had Satsuruk Maharaj working, say, work, you continue working. Tamal Krishna Maharaj had to get a job in Los Angeles. Garg Muni had to get a job. But Tamal and the Vatsavar Prabhu, he was playing, he was selling the flutes. What's his name? Swami, who left. Famous singer. Vishnujana. He said, Tamal, I'm not gonna work. You are Shudra, you work. I'm a Brahmana. He said, I'm gonna sell the flutes. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was so good at the working, Tamal Krishna, that they were promoting him, third position. Tamal Krishna said, no, this is not my thing. I would rather do sell the BTGA for 10 cents. I would rather do that. You see. And of course, George Harrison, he wanted to show that Srila Prabhupada said, no, you do. And George Harrison, he had so far out plans. He had published the album. And in each album, he wanted to put the bead bag and the beads. Now, think of it. Millions of his records would go out, and millions of people will have bead bag touching the bead bag and the beads. They will be on the path. That's the mercy, right? And when we hear his song, "Oh sweet my Lord," in his tribute. I mean, you all know, when he appraised his tribute, we have thousands of people, and there's Hare Krishna mantra chanting. And this is the preaching. This is the preaching, real preaching. Thousands of people are hearing Hare Krishna mantra, millions of people. Now we think he's not going to go him back to Gale. Srila Prabhupada is not going to come to take him. Of course. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, the mercy of the devotee. I mean, we can understand the mercy of the pure devotee is there. But for an individual also has to have what you call like piety, past credit. Because It stated Bahunam Janmanam Degyatam Prapadam. After many, many births on the path, then one finally surrendered to it. So Lavi Srila Prabhupada came to the West really, and the Westerners seems like they were doing all frivolous activities. But they also had past lives of some sort of devotion, some sort of thing, you know. It's not like by chance.
Well, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening by chance. Siddhartha Srila Prabhupada said, I have created your fortune. Didn't he say that? Am I right?
Yes.
So
on the pure sloka, 720, the 7th chapter, 28 verse, Prabhupada was explaining. Jasam tuan kutata paapam
janana punya karma.
Vedanda mohani mukta bhajanti maam jayaprata. So then question came that according to that verse, you have to have a pious credit from previous life and you're growing up. Then you can have a jayaprata. Steady. So that time, the devotee asked Prabhupada that I did not grow up any pious. Then Prabhupada said, I may.
Yes.
But the point he's saying is also relevant. Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Purijayate Satsanga Praptate Kumbit Sukriti Purva Sanchiti. Yes, pure devotee is the root cause, but also desire for me to serve the pure devotee or come to pure devotee also has to be there. So Bhakti Vikram saying both are correct. Both are correct. Because devotees are everywhere, but not everybody takes advantage.
No, that is the point. That is the minute independence. And the fully surrender means to fully give up that minute independence and put everything at the feet of the spiritual master. Say, I'm giving up all my minute independence. My Lord, you are everything to me. That is the fully surrender. Give up the evil mind. Nice prayer by Srila Mother Ekadasi Vrat is here. Nice prayer by our Maharaj. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Nice prayer, right? What is it? Can you? Can I give you the mic?
Which one?
There is a prayer where I'm completely, you know, nice prayer. There's, I'm completely surrendering. I have no mind of independence. There is a nice prayer by him. You know, there are so many prayers by him, but particularly.
Something like take away my free will. Yeah, there's definitely a prayer like that. And use me as you fit. Use me as you see fit to take away my free will.
Any other questions and comments?
There has to be also a way to detect. There's a verse in 11th canto, Krishna spoke to Uddhava. Tabat karmani kurvita na niravedya javata. Mat katha srabunadova saddha javana jayata. When you are ready to be out of the material karma, karmic cycle. Krishna explained this. Tabat karmani kurvita. You keep on doing as long as na niravedya javata. You did not evoke some desire to hear about me. You are getting some taste of hearing about me. This is, we can detect ourselves. In our movement, we should detect those. And then second thing he says, cessation of material enjoyment. If we have these two things, then Krishna says, you are ready to take pure. Otherwise not possible. We have to be realistic.
That is true, but sometimes we don't know that, and Krishna arranges such a situation in your life that you are forced, you are just forced to just accept it.
Yes, Krishna arranged, but we still have to detect, am I advancing or not? These are the symptoms. You know, the nine symptoms are given. The Prabhupada also say, are you checking?
Yeah, that is true. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we are not conscious about the things that which goes on in our life. and Krishna arranges such a situation in your life, and you are forced to take up, and then you realize, yes, this is what Krishna's arrangement. Because most of the time, we don't see the hands of Krishna. That's our problem. Pure devotee of the Lord always, anything happens in life, he always sees that there is a hand, Krishna's hand is behind it. But we don't see it. So that's where we have to come to realize that this is really Lord's arrangement now. I have to really now get into it. Get into that service now and engaged.
Maybe you can say both. If you look at Prabhupada's writings, he said, Ki ka bhakti nai vedanai name varadhana bhakti vedanta nam eva sattva. You have brought me here. So did Prabhupada try to come to America, or Krishna brought him here?
Both. He had it both. Yeah.
No,
yes.
No, not one. Both.
Yeah, but of course.
Prabhupada worked very hard in Bombay,
yes.
Going, and even though Morarji, Mrs. Desai said, no, you are going to die there. So opposition, why he kept on going? So we have to endeavor.
Of course.
We have to give importance to our endeavor.
Of course.
And Krishna's mercy, both together.
Yes.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, of course. And without the endeavor, it's not going to go. But of course, sometimes the kripa is sometimes overpowers the, even though persons.
That is not up to us, that is up to Krishna. But
that's true.
Is up to us.
Yeah.